Welcome back to AutoZone Park here in downtown Memphis. Jeff Hemback with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. And today the Sounds wrap up here in Memphis, trying to split the series with the Redbirds. Weekly conversation with manager Rick Sweet. And Sweetie, 2.5 weeks in, I feel like offensively for you guys, a trend has developed. No one dominates your offense. It's full of guys who are going to battle. And when you guys get them in with the men on base, you've won games. Yesterday was not that way, but it's not as though you guys never had chances.
No, we've had a lot of chances. Quite frankly, we need to get our offense better. We need to have quality, better quality at bats in key situations. And that's been the difference in our games. Pitching-wise, I like our club, especially the bullpen. Defensively, we need work. We make a lot of mistakes still. We got to get better there. But offensively is the key for us, and we've got to improve there also, and we're working on it.
That bullpen, not that ERA is the only way to measure it, but the ERA for the relievers is 2 runs better than the next best bullpen in all of AAA. What have the relievers done so well from your vantage point?
Throw strikes.
Such an easy game, isn't it?
It really is. You know, this game is very simple in a lot of respects. It's tough to play, but it's very simple. They're aggressive. They throw strikes, and they come after you. That you're definitely, it's easy to see when you're out there. Our starters have been very inconsistent, but if we've got a lead, we've had big innings. We've given up 6 last night that, you know, we win the game. Mm-hmm. You throw that 6 away, and we could have thrown that 6 away very easily, but we don't always make the good pitches when we have to.
And yet I still felt like you guys could end up winning that game. The bullpen puts up 0s, and every inning you guys were getting multiple guys on.
Yeah, really, we had opportunities. I thought the same thing. I thought, you know what, and the wind's howling out. You're looking at it. We got 2 guys on. We got the right guy up. You think, you know, if he gets one in the air, gets this out of here, we're really right back in this. And you kept thinking that all the way to the 9th inning.
Mm-hmm. Look, injuries happen. They come for every team, every season. But it's also sort of who and when. And when you think of Caro and Gasser and McKendry and Navarrete, and now hopefully not for very long, Roller, you guys have had to deal with it more and earlier than maybe you would have predicted.
Well, not only predicted, but we've ever had. We've not had this problem in the past. And they're all key guys, you know. And it's not that everybody's not key, but they are dudes. They are guys that we expected to carry the bulk of this offense we're talking about. And they're all gone. They're either hurt. You know, Weimer's in the big leagues, but they're not in our lineup, and we're still doing okay. We're doing fine, but we got to get better if we're gonna get back in this. Let's face it, in this race, if we want to get back in this race, we got to play better baseball.
Let's start with Roller and then Weimer. Chris, are you optimistic he can avoid the IL at this point?
Yeah, I think the plan is right now he's improving. He'll be ready to go early next week when we get home. So we're looking at Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I think, for him. We'll have to wait and see.
And Weimer goes up, like most call-ups, you never know for how long it's going to be. What were you seeing from Joey these first 2.5 weeks down here?
Well, he's doing the things they want to see. He's getting better offensively. He's had better back control, putting the ball in play, not as wild swinging as we've seen in the past. So he's on a good trend up. He needs to continue that trend. I'm sure he will when he's up in the big leagues. And we'll see how long this is for.
You know, last week when we talked, Eric Haas and Francisco Mejia had just gotten here. You've seen them now for several games. Offensively, they become two of your bigger sticks in the lineup.
Well, they have been, and I continue to put them in the middle of the lineup. But the other thing is they've been very good defensively also. They call good games. They're different guys, but they both do a very good job for us. Jeremy and I are very pleased with the effort they give with our pitchers. They work well with our pitchers. They're out there, you know, helping out, catching the bullpens along with playing every day. They've been great additions. I tip my cap to the organization. The Brewers went out and got 2 good ones.
Now, Haas was with the team in the spring, but you're a former catcher. Mejia comes in basically right away. How challenging is that for a catcher when you're meeting all new guys?
Well, you're meeting all new guys, and he's had a couple instances where he was shocked by a guy, maybe when he throws it or the way the pitch breaks. So it takes a while. And he jumped right in. Mejia came here, and he went right out to the pen. Hey, I need to catch as many guys as I can so I can see their stuff. That's what you want. You want a catcher that cares. He cares about his pitchers, and he does that.
How helpful is tomorrow's off day for your thin position player group?
To heck with them. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's off day. You know, we come in here, we've had a different start time every day. Yes. There is nothing worse in baseball, and I have no idea why they do that here. I have asked, and they just all kind of smile. They don't have a reason, but it makes it tough. It'll be nice to get home to our facility, our ballpark, and our regular 6:35 starts except on Sunday. Great thing that, again, Nashville does better than most. We don't change routines. We let guys get their work.
All right, Manager Rick Sweet, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups at first pitch are coming up next.